There has never been a complete list of Florida citrus growers. Soon, however, there will be a complete list of those who grow and sell fresh fruit in Florida. Citrus Administrative Committee Manager Duke Chadwell explains.
The Citrus Administrative Committee has been very active in rulemaking over the last 5 years, and especially last season, we had two informal rules. Informal rules are ones that the committee moves forward to the Secretary of Agriculture, and Secretary of Agriculture approves them. And we took two major steps. One was that we now, each shipper must furnish the Citrus Administrative Committee a list of their growers. So we are developing a current and up-to-date list of all growers of fresh citrus. This is important because only fresh fruit growers vote. It's their order, and so we needed a good list that would be updated annually of our growers so that we could communicate and, most importantly, be able to make sure that they had the opportunity through a referendum to vote on items that were coming before them.
There's no other complete list of Florida citrus growers anywhere, is there?
There really isn't. As highly regulated as the Florida citrus industry is, it's amazing there are no good grower lists. And so we will have the first up-to-date, and we will update it each season. This is confidential information. We will have a master list of growers alphabetically, not who handled their fruit, and that would be available through the USDA through a Freedom of Information request.
Chadwell also explains why the Citrus Administrative Committee is seeking to update the definition of fresh citrus varieties.
The Citrus Administrative Committee had worked about 18 months on amendments for our federal marketing order. And on Wednesday, the 24th of April, we had a public hearing. There were 9 amendments that had been approved by the Citrus Administrative Committee and subsequently the Secretary of Agriculture to move to a hearing. And at the hearing, we presented our testimony in support of why these amendment changes should be considered and ultimately brought to the fresh fruit growers in the form of a referendum, which we anticipate happening in January or February of 2014. The main purpose that got us all started on amending the marketing order was modernizing or updating our definitions of fruit varieties. The major concern is that with all the new varieties and or hybrids that are coming out, we wanted to position ourselves so that the order would be able to bring those new varieties and or hybrids under our order for regulation. The industry wants to have some control on the sizes that are going out, the quality standards, to ensure that we're putting our best foot forward. And also the Citrus Administrative Committee, the federal marketing order, was amended in 2009 that included the authority for advertising, promotion, and research. So it's also important that we have these regulated so at some point in time, if we, the fresh industry, needs to do research on fresh varieties, do some promotional activities, that these varieties will be regulated.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.